Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah to Jesus. I heard Pastor Chris one time, he said, people will be dancing, just off the beat. Tell them to sing this song and dance. You will know that it's not praise the Lord to praise God. One leg up. Inside church. You know, it happened in our church one time. On campus. I just entered the church. I thought it's club for a moment. You know what I was hearing? One leg up. Le. All these pastors, that they were just doing one leg up. I said, I was just looking like this. I said, no problem. That was the last day we sang that kind of praise. You know, it's this day we started singing praise again in church. I told them from today, there is no longer praise in this church. Only worship, so that you concentrate. We sang worship. It was worship that asked us what of praise. That's why we started singing praise much more again. And funny enough, most of the worship songs you sing are even praise songs. So it's not a different, you know, just sometimes we want to just feel crazy, and it's not entirely bad, but do it in the spirit. Amen. Anything you are doing, do it in the spirit. If you really are singing a gospel song, we'll see it in the wordings of the song, not in the melody. The wordings of the song will tell us if you know the word of God. Are we together? Not really the melody. Melody can be nice sometimes. Okay, there are many melodies you have heard. Some of them are not gospel songs. Will you sing them in church? There are some melodies now. If we just play now, some of you remember. You just dum 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 dum. Some of you have started singing already. I have a confession. All right. If we just play, you know, the thing is nice. Let's not pretend it's not a nice beat. As I was doing it, some people, they have already started doing their hand like this. They know the beats. Flora, that year in the house, MTV bass, there's no demonic, sorry, gospel song she did not dance to. Before God, save Flora. No one that Flora don't know. She knew how to dance everything. She now became born again. Thank God for Flora. MTV bass. When I come to the house, I'll see her. I say, I'll just smile. I'll say, put it to 1G. They now change my name to 1G. One Gospel. How many of you remember 1G? I don't think it's still on DSTV. Is it still there? They've removed it, but I used to like that channel. It was only for singing. Amen. I heard the testimonies. They really touched me. One of them. I didn't really hear all. But it reminded me of something I was telling the leaders yesterday. That not, you know, some of you don't understand the beautiful thing happening amongst you guys. You see, she said she met someone in church. Someone she met in church. And their friends in church. And she needed help in a direction. And God used the person to help her. Yes, there are many of you in this church that you've gotten friends that can even do for you what even people around you have not done for you before you came here. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, I'm just talking about the beauty of relationships. Years ago, while we were reading something, I told some people, I said, the difference, you know, the distance between two people who used to have a good relationship is pride. It's just pride. Pride, like C.S. Lewis would say, is a spiritual cancer. It will just eat you up. You will not see, you will see good and call it bad. Get you stunted in your growth. You can't even make progress. There was a picture I posted, was it Friday evening, about pride. The guy is holding pride. and there's help for him up there. So which one will you release? Pride or, you know, because if you release your hand here, the pride will take you down. That's why the Bible says the indication that a fall is very close is pride. And that's the only reason why God cannot help some people. And of course, if God cannot help them, not even man, no man of God can help them. The only reason why God can help people a lot of times is pride. That's why when he came to his own, even his own received him not. Because of what? Pride. Pride is a killer of destiny. It's a deadly disease. If God should search for a man and find a man, the only reason why those people will not make progress if God is using a man is even pride. The Bible calls it the pride of life. It will be rising for no effect. Like C.S. Lewis, I prefer that term. He called it spiritual cancer. It's killing you. You are not aware. Killing you, get you stunted. And you see, when you are in that circle of yourself, that parameters of yourself, a lot of times you will not realize you are being foolish. You need an external factor to tell you are being foolish. When many people that are proud don't know they are proud. They don't even agree they are proud. It takes a sincere friend. Those friends are not always plain to you. Many people don't even know how to make friends. 2 days, somebody has become your best friend. The one that tells you truth. You don't like that person. Some of you stop being friends with some people because they always paint the truth to your face. You don't know that those are people God have put in your life to help you. If you are wise, go back to those kind of people. People that will look at you and say, my brother, you are wrong. I don't go lie for you. You are my friend. You are wrong. Some of you feel very bad. He told me, you that is my friend. You are joining people to say, that's a good friend. The Bible says, better are the wounds of a friend than the kisses of an enemy. Anything you do is always right. That's not a good father. That's not a good mother. That's not a good friend. That's not a good brother. Anything you do is right. As you just come and report, they'll say you are right. Look at the children of Israel, like we said in the first service. What was their problem? It was the fact that they were slaves at the beginning of their lives. They grew up in Egypt as what? Slaves. When we say slave, some of you think they were carrying something alone. That's the height of it in slavery. Yes, some of them were working very hard in Egypt. Of course, Egyptians would want them to do the dirty jobs more. But you know, some of them were successful in Egypt. Some of the Israelites were big guys in Egypt. They had their houses. The equivalent in our days could be their houses and their cars. They have wives and children, comfortable. So, in fact, some of them didn't want to go because they were living comfortable lives. But they were still slaves. There are certain positions they will never get to because they are what? Intruders in that land. It was not their father's land. So, some of them were successful in Egypt. They learned their cultures. They went for parties. That's why Paul was correcting most of their characters. Sorry, I say Paul, Moses. There were certain characters that had, you see Moses writing laws against them while they were going through the wilderness of the promised land. Remember one of them, what pertained to a woman, a man should not wear. It's not about dressing like a woman and etc. If you look at it vividly, it was because of a certain culture they learned in Egypt. It was everything they learned in Egypt that Moses was trying to remove. In fact, more vividly because Moses understood the culture more than them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because Moses was a prince. So when Moses was telling them, don't do this, he knew the implication of the things more than them, who were just mere slaves. So you see, that culture of what does not pertain to a man, you should not wear, and etc. is because in their culture, there was a certain way of partying. When they go to party, you know, there's an immoral act. That was an immoral act. They will remove their dress as a woman. If you like a guy, you just remove your dress and throw for the man. Then the man wears it. It's an indication that you are giving the man green light. Something like that. And since Moses was aware of this culture, he now came, you are in wilderness. You are doing that kind of party. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Karadush kabash. like some Christians who go to club. Do you understand? Your promised land is so far. 40 years in a joke. You will get to the gate of heaven still waiting as promised. You have not enter, you will not enter promise. They'll keep you at the gate. You'll still be looking. Because this your own is too much, it's strong. Christian who like club. Have you seen Christian like that? They like club, eh? And they can follow Yahoo boys. You know, some ladies think they are wise. They will not date them. They'll just be collecting the money from afar. You are a Yahoo girl. That's just the truth. When you collect Yahoo boy money, what are you? Yahoo girl. And these things, we may be joking with you. They are very serious matter in the spirit. If you carry your Bible and see things that God condemns, is angry about, you will have to repent though. A part of scripture I was reading, of course, Ezekiel 22, where we read today, he said some of them are wicked, they are following their husband, their whatever, their father's wife, they are following their uncle's wife. These are normal things in these days. You hear that one uncle is liking your one boy's wife. These were things you see God, the angels will be speaking, they were recording it in the realm of the spirit. That were evil things. Being disobedient to parents. Angel was recording such a thing in the book of Ezekiel. These days to be disobedient is a normal thing. Before you talk, a child has squeezed mouth to not ease. Both physical to spiritual parent. You know, Paul said one of the signs of the last time is that children will be ungrateful and disobedient. And when you are being told the truth, because it's not every time your father will come and lick your ear that is telling you the truth. The Bible says if you are a wise child, you will listen to the rebuke of your father. When a father comes to you and is shouting, it means you are in fire. Because if you are not in the fire, the father will not shout. That's why the Bible said the ones God loves, he chastises. Like I tell you about my daughter. If she put her hand in her mouth, I remove. If you are watching me and the mother now, you would have laughed. Because as I'm removing, she's smiling and putting it. I'll remove, she'll start laughing. But if it's the mother, she'll want to cry. But if it's me that I'm removing, she'll be smiling. She'll be smiling because she knew, I've taught her that thing is what? Wrong. So is it because I want to see her? Because the first time it happened, she cried almost scattered. If you see how this girl cried and was rolling on the ground. I was admiring the way she was crying. I was not moved. That's how stubbornness is to start off. You are rolling on the ground. What do you want to happen? Roll. When she was done rolling, I looked at her and asked her, because she's not hearing, I'm sure. She's not hearing what I'm saying, understanding what I'm saying. But I said, are you okay now? And I carried her. She did not put the hand again in the mouth. Because I don't want to see her when she's 19 doing like this. I'm hitting the hand. They said, no, leave her. When he grow, he will stop. It's a lie. They will disgrace you one day. You see somebody who is 38 is picking his nose. What are you picking? What is in your nose? What's that inside your nose? If they really test, some of you, as I said it now, you remove your hand from your nose. If they chastise you, you have not been doing those, that kind of thing. If they chastise you, do you know why some of you can beg? They did not chastise you when you were small. They spared the rod. Some of us now, we can agree that where we came from, if they catch you begging, say amen. Okay. If they catch you, that it will be as if you killed somebody that day. The pride of your parents, the way they will wipe you. You went and peeped somewhere to watch TV. They are watching film. You went and peeped window. I mean, open a window, small mic, I watch. The way they will beat you is as if you stole something from the family treasury. So you want to disgrace me? I don't have TV in my house. Hey, boy. When they finish, daddy will come with his next version. Hey! He did not. He was begging for them. What did you not do? They'll flog you again and join. You know where your mothers tell the story? Even your complaint is a sin. So we miss out the line. Hey, Hallelujah to Jesus. Busy chastisement. That's why now you can beg on WhatsApp. You can beg on Facebook Messenger. Anybody that say hello, your high is with gas money. Demand for gas money. Demand for food. You know, one time we're trying to counsel it. You are demanding that you have not eaten. Say, why? You cannot cook. You say, is it every time I have strength to cook? As a lady, you must have strength to cook every time. Cook. It's bad character not to be cooking as a lady. Any lady that will go somewhere and say, madam, put me food, I'm of 1-5, put down well. You have bad character. I like my husband because he doesn't stress me. We just go out and sit down and eat and chew. One day this your husband will beat you for this chilling. Just the word. He said this chilling, you are chilling. One day, you'll just be remembering how much money he has wasted. Somebody will advise him, don't worry. That's why if you see some women, when their husband get when they get married to their husband, they don't want the husband with certain friends. Not because they are bad friends. Though. The friends are giving good advice. Anytime your husband goes and sits with that friend and come back, he wants to stop your bad character. You don't like the friend now. Why your wife every time? Every time, why are you, they give your wife money to they do this, to they do that? What is that thing? Every time your wife goes, say she won't go outside, go buy food. You know, she know if you cook for her. I never ever come your house chop food. Now, well, now small picking, train and well. Your husband will just be angry. He will do like he doesn't like it. Don't talk about my wife like that. When you come back and say, honey, can I go and buy burger? Say, burger, ya kashi kia oja. Come and sit down here. That's why you don't like those kind of friends. See, chastisement is very good. Me, I was chastised. Oh. My parents really, my spiritual parents too, chastised me and joy. If you see people that they train well, it will show. If somebody say, I cannot greet somebody and add sir to it, you are not trained well. If they train you well, there's nothing there to add sir. What has adding sir and not adding sir given you? In fact, it pays better to answer than not to answer. Do you know some people, you just know how to greet, that's all. Help that girl, she's happy, she get respect. Just help her. Many years ago, I knew this guy that was he wanted to go to NDA. Some of them really like that. But you see, it's difficult to, you know, there's a certain person I'm supposed to see. They said he got that thing. My friend was telling me today, and he didn't even let me know. That brother, I will see him and talk to him. You see, when you go to those places, most of the time you think it's because you know how to read or run that you get the admission. A lot of times, it's not like that. So, the person's name came out that time. We used to know him, and of course, his dad was not really those kind of people. I would not say nobody, but you know what I mean by that. Somebody that can really help, you know. And we remember there was one officer he always used to greet, and the officer was in charge of medicals. As soon as the officer saw him, that was the last stage before he becomes a military officer. As soon as the officer saw him, he just greeted the officer again, like he always greet. The officer just raised his head. He said, ah, my boy, you got this thing? He said, yeah, this is the last stage. What is your name? He wrote his name. He said, go, you have passed. No test. Such a nice boy. Kai, be going. God bless your parents. That was all. He knew how to what? Greet. That one is far. Let me use myself and give you an example. What greeting has done for me. I was in 100 level. Alright? There was this certain woman who cooks. I think she's late now. God bless her soul. She's a wonderful cook. No, she covers that whole area around First Camp. You know that place they always do registration? She used to have a big eatery there. You know, when I say big eatery, don't be looking for beauty. You know what I mean by eatery? This, ate, big one. In fact, those days, if you have good, clean building, and you say you're cooking swallow, we don't used to enter. We have sense. They don't know how to cook in those clean, those one they used to paint with whites. You are doing soup, you are painting whites. What kind of beauty? So we don't used to go to those kind of places. If you enter, sorry, you can paint white. I'm just joking. If you enter there, most times, if you taste the soup, Maggi will be too much, or Ajinomoto will be inside or something. I don't know of these days. I can never enter certain places as I want to eat swallow. If I enter places like that, it's rice. Give me rice. If I want to eat swallow, I'm looking for bacha. You know, this ate. If I see the woman, smoke is rising somewhere, and I say, this is where to eat. So those days, it was very, very a big place. And anytime I pass, I will greet her. Firstly, I didn't even know she owned the place. Because she's not always there. And anytime I greet her, she was like, my son, bless you. Greet me in deep language, say plenty things. One day, as I greeted her, she told me to stop. She's like, blessing my mother. God will bless the soul that gave birth to you. Blah, 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 blah. Your mother is lucky. She has a birth. She was just blessing me in deep language and in English. I was just saying amen, amen. And when she was done, she just, God bless your mother. Then the next time I was passing, she called me out. My son, I came. Come and eat food. You must be tired coming from lectures. I said, no, no, my. She forced me. Say, if I give you food in team language, don't ever reject it. I'm not a widow. You can call your mother to talk to me. If I give you food, I want to be taking care of you on this campus. I'm telling you the truth. It was an order to eat. I didn't break it. I ate. Anytime I have to be dodging, because you know there's a way you eat, you have not paid for a while, you are wondering whether this thing is becoming too much. As you are dodging, you are, you are hiding from me. Come here. You are my child now in this school. Enter this place and eat. You have to be looking healthy. You are a student. Eat. Oh my God. Brothers and sisters, at a point when I'm just coming, I'll just sit down and eat. There were days I was praying that she opened so that I would just enter and eat. God had favored me. I was highly favored. What stirred that favor? Greeting. They say favor is encamped around the righteous as a canopy. There are some triggers to that favor. Righteous acts. One of it is greeting. There are some of you that your witness will be long because you don't know how to greet. People mark you, even in your areas. There's a place will be beating you. Somebody will say, leave him, that guy get respect. Another place, they are beating you, you don't get respect. I'm telling you. Many years ago, this one is not really a righteous story. I went to Central Market to buy something. And they cheated me. So I came back to the barracks. I was now, my eye was red. Then one guy is a very bad guy in the bags, not really good like that. Amen. I don't know how bad he is, but yeah, within the bad guys. He just saw me. Papilo, Wetiapu. He says, Wetiapu, who touch you? Because I always greet them. Who touch you? They're mad. He started arguing already, shouting. Who touch you? That boy in the bag, if you can't come close to him, or even if you are a soldier, you have to stand well because they will beat you in the back. And that time they say soldiers, some soldiers were his boys, as a barrack boy. So, I don't want to go deep in that story, it's not so righteous. And when I said what happened to me and I showed him the shoe, he said they're mad. He now called boys, they were like five. More could they go? We went to Central Market. Where the shop? You're mad. He has started trying to slap the guy. Give Papilo his shoe. He said, which one do you want? Is it money or shoe? I said, change the shoe. They changed it. He still paid my transport, brought me back to the barrack. They go, Papilo, no cry. Yeah? That was all. Why? Greeting. Even your enemy will be at peace with you. Bad people want to favor you. Good people want to what? Favor you. When you know how to act righteously. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes, talk to people nicely. Your words should be seasoned with what? Grace. To minister grace to the hearers. Whenever you are done talking to someone, let them feel okay. Let them feel alive, encouraged, important. You are working. Somebody is dirty because you are the cleaner of our time. Miss Clean or Mr. Clean. He's a mechanic. He wants to greet you. Good afternoon, my good afternoon. Say, hey, stand there, please. How are you? You will go to hell. You are foolish. Somebody in his hustle. Even though that cloth, the highest is that you wash the cloth and bath later. You can't run away from, he will feel bad. You know, some of you don't know how to hold yourself. Somebody's talking, I know you. I hear you now. It don't do. You brush self this morning. Those are bad characters. Very bad characters. You know, if you are really righteous, some smell, you have to conceive it. You have to hold it. Or you have to fake something. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Oh, glory to God. You've shifted from that target. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that they don't feel bad. Somebody genuinely, their body smells. You have observed. Maybe because they really don't pay attention to themselves. Not they are dirty. After like 30 minutes, 40 minutes, you observe their body is messy. You know, people that smell don't know they smell most times. It's other people that realize. And even you now that is not in your hair, maybe you smell too. Another person knows. So you see, it's other people that know that you are smelling when you smell. If we tell ourselves, we give ourselves 5 minutes to tell who smells sometimes, you'll be so shocked that you are part of the people that smell. Hear this. It's true. It doesn't mean you are a dirty person. The way your body system is, if you are not careful, you start smelling, you don't even know. Imagine somebody smells and you want to tell the person you are smelling. You didn't smell, oh. You don't bath today. That's so bad. That's the way you talk to people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Find a righteous way. Find a very good way. I don't know how you should say it, but find a way. However you are saying it, it should minister was grace to the hearers. That's what I'm trying to say. Some little things. They say favor. You know the song we sing, favor is around me like a shield. It's whatever. If you don't have good character, that favor will just be shield there in the spiritual. It will never show in the physical. It will never show. Go and ask some great men how they became great. By just behaving rightly. Somebody came back and said, I remember this guy. That was all. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That was all. Dangote was celebrating today. We heard the story between him and Bensi Idahosa. That was all. I don't go too far. Some people say, but he was not born again. What of Abraham? God picked him before he became born again. Because of good character. There are people in scriptures God picked before they received him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We can't say born again because it's Old Testament. Before they started walking with God. God saw that they had good character. He went for them. Good character pays. Are you listening to me? Start training yourself like this so that when you get to places of influence, people will not be crying when you are up there. They'll be happy because you are there. There are certain Christians that other people are celebrating in church. Their co-workers are saying, I hope people will know that person is a devil. Because at your places of work, they are very wicked. They don't know how to talk to people. I don't know why I have to really hit on that, but I'm sure it's a word for somebody. Are we together? Your word should always minister what? Grace to the hearers. As a scripture, I wanted to break in Proverbs 14:12. There's a way that seems right to a man, but it ends in death. A way that seems right to a man, but it ends. There's a way I saw that scripture this morning when I was meditating. Yesterday night, this morning. The Bible says the consequences of sin is what? It says, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. And now it's saying there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is what? In other words, some of your wrong parts, some of the wrong thing that is seen. Some people may be seeing it as civilization, as their way of life. But the same consequences for sin now, we are seeing it in this part of scripture. That there's a way a man is seen I mean, there's a way that a man seems is right to him or her. But the end of following that path is still the end of living in sin, which is what? Death. Sometimes it's just a mere way of thinking. If it leads to death, it's a part of sin. It's a part of sin, I mean. Or how did the Bible say it in the book of Psalms? Psalms 1, it said, blessed is the man that does not walk in the path of what? Sinners. It leads to death. It has a lot to do with Satan. It is connected to Satan. A certain way you see life. For instance, you say, okay, I listen to the beat, not the words of the song. Have you heard people that talk like that? I just like the beat. If you keep on listening to beat, in fact, is it possible to hear beat without words? Huh? Is it possible? Most of you, when I did ding, 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 you all remembered. But you are all Christians. Koba, koba. Let me do another one. Which one will I even do, Seth? Remind me. Give me something. Ba-da-da-da-da. Who did that? Oche. I was looking for him since. He would have given me like 5 already. Ba-da-da-da-da. Omo, you don't make me fall in. Uh-oh. They've left me. So everybody that doesn't know that, right? You who have never heard that song? Omo, you don't make me fall in. See how happy they are. You remember? Which one again? Pastor Peter said one now. Dururum tum tum dururum tum dururururum. Why did he not just leave the beat? Can you remember anything in that song? Eh? It's just a beat. Oh, Pastor Peter, I'm looking for a song. Is it a song? Huh? Yes! Yahoo say. You see the power of music. Do you know when last I heard, you know when I heard this song? I was very small. Do you know I can remember plenty things in that song? It just came all of a sudden as I'm singing it now. That he was pouring money and doing something like this. Homajibe. That's how bad. You see, Satan knows the power of music. Some stupid things in your head now, music brought it inside. Am I saying the right thing? If I say go, go. You see, yeah, remember. Pastor Mark could not hold it. He's already singing it already. If we continue, this church would turn into hip hop something. You know? Dum, 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 go. Hey! Look at church. Some of them lost it. Oh. Go, shorty. It's a bad day. You see? Wow, Pastor made us feel nice in church, man. Church was dope today. If I say, let's sing that song in the gospel, that's why, do you see why people are just easily? When they say they are bringing the gospel version, go shout it, it's our God day. Jesus has brought everything for us. It's a, don't say, forget, don't be condemning, it's sweet, you see? That's how somebody will hear this scene like this. He will love it. You say, Kai, I don't know if you just enter promised land, forget this thing what I learned for Egypt. Oh, I must carry this to enter promised land. So we are fighting with them in the promised land now, or in our path to the promised land. See, Nigeria church, something is wrong with the Nigeria church. Watch what we are doing in the wilderness path to the promised land. Watch what we are doing. Do you realize that in the book of Revelation, when the church were praying against the government, do you know when God appeared to them in a vision? It was the church he started attacking. Think about it. 5 things I have against this church. two things I have against this church, three things I have. He began to mention problems. In other words, all things they were doing was why they were not really manifested and seeing the result of a church over that nation. How can a nation like that subject the church? But the things they were doing did not really make for them to be really representing God as a church. They were not really qualified for what a church means in the heart of God. They were not standing like that before God, because they had a lot of things they were doing that were wrong. They were praying against the government and God was attacking them. He told them, come up hither. He said, some things I have against you. He began to mention letters to the seven churches. In other words, if you get all of these things out of you and really become what the church really needs to become, the government is just a small thing. Because he had prophesied, the gate of hell shall not prevail. But it's not seeming like the church is really the church. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Look at what we are arguing. We don't know. It's not by prayer. You know why people are concluding that it's not by prayer again? Which people want to pray? Do you know in the Bible, the Lord said, if a people are humble, they humble themselves and pray, said, I'll hear them and I'll cleanse their land. Prayer can change nations, though. But with the present state of the church, how would... Because you see, many people don't understand. The vision of many Christians, do you know their God has become mammon? Many Christians, are you people aware? What they are pursuing is not this God Almighty. They are following God, but when they don't have money, they are disappointed. Because their God is in their stomach, mammon. Their belly has become their God. Somebody is coming to compare people who are unbelievers to believers. So this is the standard of life I'm supposed to be having. So you are in your wilderness to the promised land. You are wishing you were living the life of Egypt. Many Christians are like that. Look at it now. Were they not eating and drinking in Egypt? But before they got to the promised land, now see the situation. It's not because God cannot provide for them. God was 100% with them. See the manifestation. It proved that God was with them. But the slightest minute when they were hungry, everything about God vanished from there. It's formatted. Every altar of God lives. They begin to complain, murmuring. And God said, that's why they died. A lot of scriptures I've showed you. They died in the wilderness. Hallelujah to Jesus. I pray I see some of these scriptures here. Because I even screenshotted a few of them. Just I didn't put all of them here. Let's see Numbers 14:2. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron. And the whole congregation said to them, if only we had died in the land of Egypt, they were shouting. Or if only we had died in this wilderness. Look at how they were talking. I mean, how can you see Red Sea parted? Haven't you know the pastor? Maybe you are not a set man, so you don't understand this pain. I can relate to the fairest extent with how Moses is feeling here. It's so terrible. I mean, I left everything. And God performed miracles. You see what God have done in your lives? How he saved your lives? Is that not enough for you to say, God be you? I mean, all glory to your name. My life is if you didn't have a life, will you be taking off food to eat? But how come now everything has formatted in your head because of little hunger? You would have allowed us to die in Egypt. You would have allowed us to even die in the wilderness. They are complaining to Moses. Because why? To them, promised land is money, party. That was in their... That was why at a point when Moses just went somewhere for a while, they just changed it to party. They wanted to have a nice time. If you have money now, the way some of us are going... With this money consciousness, if you finally have the money, we will know that you are not qualified for money. Because the way you believe in your life, it will prove that you truly don't deserve money. You'll be using it for things that are very irrelevant. See some of the people that have money, some of these celebrities. Don't you see what they use money for? They will be telling you that you should not come to church or give to church, to the things that have eternal value. The church will hold crusade. The church will go for outreaches. The church will touch a lot of lives. To them, that's not important. And no problem. We don't have a problem with them. It's their own view. But they will still be trying to suggest to you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? that you should not use money the way you are supposed to use money. Meanwhile, they brag about using millions and billions in a day in a club. Things they are taking are killing them. It is a proof that they don't understand the purpose of money. And if it was God's way, they would have money. They would have been poor. If some of these people you see up there would have followed the path of God, they would be poor. Because of the way they think, if they are to follow God's process, they will certainly be poor. That is why as a Christian, you can't sit here and be admiring people who made money the wrong way. That's what David meant by when he said, do not admire the prosperity of the wicked. The wicked there in Hebrew simply means evil people, evil men, unrighteous men. You see, be contented and be determined to grow. Have a big picture in your heart. Let it be painted eternally in your head. There's something called the law of consciousness. For every manifestation to happen, for any manifestation to happen, if you are not conscious of a thing because of much meditation, you will never enter into the manifestation. I think that's where most Christians miss it. We are not so conscious of the eternal life we have. In the way we talk, we don't prove we have eternal life. We don't prove we know eternal life. We don't even prove we know Jesus. When you are faced with circumstances, difficulties, the way you talk. Look at the children of Israel in the wilderness. At a point, they started making calves and worshipping idols. What did Moses do when he came down? In fact, what he went to collect for them broke. He was so disappointed. Why is the man of God angry that Bela and so-so person were singing online? Why is he paining him? Why did he pain Moses? How come Moses broke that thing down? How come Moses could not hold it? That's why he's paying that man of God. You don't understand the burdens of the spirit. That's why you think some things that men of God are doing are unnecessary. Why are they talking from their podium? They don't have a message to preach. Go read the book of Jeremiah. Let me even show you, Seth. Let me show you. I think I will do that scripture today. Just give me a few seconds. All right, let's see now. Ezekiel 11:4. I'm in the right place. Next part, before this part, go to verse 2. Go to verse 1. Next part, go to verse 3. I want to get that scripture the way it's supposed to be. Just give me a moment. That part of the Bible where God told Ezekiel that he's raising him to prophesy against evil prophets. I think I've seen it. Let me be sure. Let's see from verse 7 of Ezekiel 13. Go to verse 6. Go to verse 5. Go to verse 4. Go to verse 2. All right, I think we're in the right place now. It says, Son of Man, in verse 1, of course, he was calling Ezekiel. It says, Son of Man, are we together? Prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, hear the word of the Lord. Now, he's raising a prophet to prophesy against. These are the ways of God. It's not strange. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? God can raise one prophet to prophesy against another prophet if he's wrong. So why are men of God talking against themselves? Sometimes somebody is not actually talking against somebody. Somebody may be speaking genuinely. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Genuinely. Because this money thing have made some Christians to be tired with God. You know, I heard a prophet speaking and I didn't talk about it because I was truly trying to understand where the pastor is coming from. Until I heard another pastor just came up and he blasted the pastor. And I told my wife, I said, well, you can't really blame this other person that is blasting, because the first point is not really clear. That if there was a, if Babalola, how did he put it? Babalola was anointed, but the problem was that he didn't have money. I don't even know who told him that Steve Wigglesworth was the one that now have money. I said, you don't even check history. He had money. Smith Wigglesworth, I mean. You know, it's so funny. Why do we have to bring the money thing inside? Like, what is the reason of that? So now, Christians should leave God and pursue money. Don't be moved by all those things. There are many people in those kind of places who don't have little of the anointing on their inside. And money will fail them in a lot of situations in their life. Money will fail them. Do you know what the anointing does? The anointing have saved me in my... I'm sure you have testimonies like that, but money will make you blind. People like that cannot sit down and pray over a situation to change. You now that is having the anointing and you know how to pray, you are neglecting these more important things because you are pursuing money. There are days that will come. You understand. When you have this money, you know, I used to tell people, when you were a young person, you were praying to get admission into secondary school. How many of you prayed before you wrote your common entrance? And it was like a miracle when you got admission in JS1. Can you remember? Like you prayed for God to help you in your common entrance. Because you were hearing that common entrance was hard. And you read. And suddenly you got admission. You thank God. Now you finish JS2 to JS3. You are now praying to pass Junior WAEC. Anybody? When you wanted to write Junior WAEC, you prayed. Finally, God now did it. You passed Junior WAEC. You are now in SS1, SS2. Senior WAEC comes. This one now you fasted and prayed. Rub anointing oil and everything. You now finally pass Senior WAEC. It will not be looking like when you are in 100 level now. You will not be making it feel like, look as if Junior WAEC is Senior WAEC is nothing. You know, right now, if you talk about WAEC, there's a way you talk about it without no fear, with so much confidence. There was a time you cried. Before you check WAEC, you just put your exam number and you keep the phone there and say, God of mercy, God. Oh, God, I don't want to write it again. This is my second time. Please, Lord, not again. And when you saw it, you say, you scattered the whole house. By 3 a.m. that you saw it, you shouted, I pass. Now you can't sleep again. Till it's morning, you can't wait to tell the neighbors you pass. When you pass jam, remember, you're just waiting for the thing to pass 179. I'm not talking about some of you that were angry you got 220. Those ones, in fact, the 179 people are asking you, are you mad? This one cross, he didn't even cry. I know if assume I cross. How many of you have seen somebody that had 180 thanking God before? Like 180. The thanksgiving was a very brutal one. You is 119, like one Flora, always 199, 198. She wants to die. The last time she had 198, she almost fainted. Somebody now had 170 and was thanking God that they've reduced cutoff mark. Alright, not just that. You now pass your first semester exam. You did not have carryover. you thank God. You wanted to write the second one. You know, some of you, while you are on campus, it's only when you want to write the exam, you go to fellowship. When you pass, you thank God. You pass, you not even graduate. It's not small thanksgiving. You know, as you pass, as God does it and you get to the next level, you will not be looking down on the former things He has done. That's why the songwriter said, when you count your blessings and name them one by one, it will surprise you. Like, woo! You know how people will get surprised? Woo! God really did all of these things? Baby! But now it's not looking like God has done anything yet. And some of you, you have even given testimony. I want to thank God, brothers and sisters. You thank God, oh, you thank God for more than 2 years, one day hungry and catch you. Then you are singing like the band. Why me? Why me? Just small hunger. Waiting day there if you chop Gary. I repeat, waiting day there if you chop Gary. So no, I'm so demure, I cannot eat Gary. Add milk. Yes, cassava flakes. Don't call it Gary. What do you just eat cassava flakes with a lot of milk? Now, as I'm talking now, some people are too excited. I have a problem with that. Do you know why I have a problem with these people that are too excited? They want to be familiar with suffering. See, Pastor, just elevate Gary today. Thank God for Gary. I nearly stopped, but the way Prophet talk and back, and they go buy again. And they go buy a half bag. This one will take me to next year. Don't be familiar with suffering. No? You know how you know you are familiar with suffering? When you finish fried rice and chicken and you want to step it down with Gary. Kai. Now you have become familiar with suffering. Like suffering is, you are enjoying suffering. Some people will eat luam with good soup. When they eat, they'll say, if I don't take Gary, my spirit no go so, no go rest. That's an attack on your soul. It's called the demon of Gary. Not Gary, the demon of poverty. Are you all listening to me? There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end of it is death. So, you see, this money thing has become, Kenneth Hagin wrote a book, Blessed Kenneth Hagin, of blessed memory. He wrote a book called The Midas Touch. I always make sure I touch that book every once in a while. Because in that book is contained prophecy. He warned pastors. He prophesied. He just gave a lot of warning in that book. So once in a while, if you really are a genuine pastor, you go and read that book. Just go and read it. He said a story in that book about a king who had the ability to touch anything and it would change to gold. And that the king went and touched his only daughter and she changed to gold. Instead of him to be happy that he has more money, now he's crying. And when he cried, he now said, if anybody can change his daughter back to his daughter, he can offer all the money that he has. At that point, he now found out that there were things that were more important than money. The health of your friend, the health of your brother, your health. Have you ever been inflicted by cancer and you survived it? If you have not been, go and ask somebody that survived cancer. You see, you'll be shouting that, God, give me the money or I die. Give me the money. The person will just be looking at you and be saying, this one no life. Oh. They'll remember their hospital bed where all they wanted was life. They just wanted this cancer. God, is it possible for this cancer to just leave me? There are many things that are important than money. Enjoy wonderful relationships. Wonderful relationships with people, with friends. Not that somebody is your friend because she has money. Don't be stupid. You leave your friends because you are looking for the ones that have money. Now your friends, you are looking down on them because you have met, you know, you are a poor person and you have poorness in your DNA. You met people now who seems to be rich. You now leave your fellow poor person behind. You have low self-esteem. You know, now I work with the company in charge of exporting, and we have some white ladies who came from China who are my new friends now. You know, you need to be around the right companies to attract the right kind of results. And your friend Ochanya from Otukpo is calling you. You are not picking again. Ochanya now is old school. You are not talking blessing again because now Jasmine is your friend. You have one foreign friend called Jasmine. So Blair, don't call me again. No. Value relationships. You know, why you look down relationships? Because you don't know yourselves. You can't discern who you are. If you are wise, discern people properly. You see, some people you are sitting with here now are CEOs in the future. They own banks. They own firms. And this is your relationship you are having with them. Now, we're not just end with you. It will affect your children and children's children. Because of this relationship, many people are in your generation will not suffer. So, are you friends? Are you? Is your name Richard? Are you the Richard that is my mother's best friend? Yes, my mother. Oh, really? That surname. My mother used to tell me about it. She told me how good you are. Your mother used to be to her and the rest. What are you looking for? I'm looking for a job when I'm here. You know, as I'm saying it now, it's looking like Nollywood. You know, that's how people used to have job in Nollywood, isn't it? Have you seen a miracle that is like Nollywood for you? Like it happened like Nollywood. Like the one Shama gave now, it's like Nollywood. As I was crying, you know, said, send your account. They did not send me the money. I want to thank God. It's like Nollywood. I want to thank God. I did like this. Oh God, I'm blushing. Then she done moved. It's not like Nollywood. He just came from nowhere. And I said, Shama, how are you? Why are you looking worried? Shama did not waste time. I was telling her, I like sharp people. Did not waste any time. I said, don't worry. She did not say. She just hit the nail on the head. I need this. If you did not talk, how will he know? Just send your account, and he blessed her. That's how life should be. Not that you have the money to help somebody. You are like, Tinibu. It's Nigeria hard for everybody, oh. Not before only you, my sister. In fact, your own better. You see all those people that will be starting your own better. Fear those people. You are telling your own better. Fear those human beings. What they want to tell you does not who exist. I never chop for 3 weeks now. 3 weeks. Now I go see the food, but I no go fit chop up for 3 weeks. It will just pass for my dream. You know, I saw one joke on Facebook. How did it happen? The brother said, I'm going through a lot. Yes. He said, sir, please help me. I'm going through a lot. He said, stop that. Me, I'm in a lot. You're saying you're going through a lot. You see, person waiting inside a lot. They tell her, say they go through a lot. Wait till they worry you. I couldn't stop laughing. He said, brother, help me. I'm going. He said, you are going through. Me, I'm in a lot. I'm the lot we are talking about. Hallelujah to Jesus. Enjoy every. That's why you see trees growing. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Have you seen any tree that you planted today? Tomorrow you now saw it producing fruit. Will you not run? God can do that, but is it possible for it to just happen naturally? No. He wants you to grow. As you are standing here now, you're going to have firms in the future. This man now, one day. If you see him selling cameras to the nations, will you be shocked? There's a track record. So the guy deals with all kinds of cameras. And these riches, you are the one thinking too far. You are the one thinking you must have PhD, semi-PhD, pro-PhD before you become a millionaire. There's somebody that has served somebody for 4 years. Now he's a millionaire. You are having PhD now. They will employ you. And PhD is not a problem. I'm not condemning PhD. But get what I'm trying to say. Don't be waiting for plenty processes before you think you can have money. There's a joke with this one young comedian. Is it Pella? They called him. That was looking for somebody who has masters in is it photography? Any form that he wants to employ. Even if you know how to snap, but you must have masters. Look at. And you see, they applied, or it will shock you. Yeah, the one saying it's a disgrace. You don't. Some people that have been insulted secretly applied. Because that 500k they will be paying people, they are not seeing it in any government organization. But the boy is just online, smiling, laughing. He has a lady now. They are playing together, and TikTok is paying them. And some of you who are Christian now, you want to be like Pella. You go to TikTok now, you are joking. Is this I'm in my house? See my bed? See my kitchen? You now go and check. It's 3 view. It's an angel. Listen. It's an angel that is making sure that it's 3 view. Look at you. The righteous. The righteous. The Bible have told you not to walk in such path. What do you want to be doing? Showing your hands. What you have? Hi, my goodness. I was sharing with a minister in my office. I said, what you have? You are thinking of money. What you have? If you major on this thing you have now, on your inside. Some of you are Sammies. You are going to do video between you and your boyfriend or husband in the house. You are planning to be like all those people. You don't know that it's money they are looking for. Where is Shekinah? Shekinah, come here. Shekinah, who do you love more, your mommy or your daddy? You think that's what will make you rich? Meanwhile, you can sing. You'll be online and be sharing. In fact, some people behind you who started singing yesterday are sharing videos. You are liking it and putting it on your status. It's not a bad thing. You, old Kwage, if you have started singing since. They say, start singing. Say, why are you not singing? Say, I've not had some certain cameras yet. There are some certain kind of studios I need to get into first. There are certain kind of mics we need. I was sharing with some leaders the first time we heard K6 many years ago. As young ministers in Kaduna, we heard his record. It was on a phone. Like, you know when you record something with your phone? Gashina and Ganina. That's how we started hearing that song from ND. They were in Zaria. I think he was schooling at that time there. And people were singing it from that part of the world. From what? Phone. Because it made so much sense. It carried weight. Before he was able to even do the recording today that we're seeing. There's a lady that I see some of you even share. Is it Fame Flourish or Favor or something like that? You see the lady just burning one part of her house and hide the part that is not fine and do a video. When she finishes, she will post. We are sharing it. It's not a bad thing. You like this now. Do you know that there's a part of your house that is finer than that? But instead of doing something, showing what God has put on your inside out there, you want to... You are like, God's time is the best. When is God's time? That statement, God's time is the best. Where did you people learn it? And it's not like God's time is not the best. So in your heart, when you say God's time is the best, it's like you sit down like this and be waiting for God's time to come and pass. It's not supposed to be like that. When we say wait on the Lord, we are not even saying sit down. There's something you should be doing. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall be. Will you just sit down and you become? No. There's something you are doing that will make you become. Engaging the word of God. You believe there's a sound for the nations on your inside. Don't wait for the best from where you are. Start showing it. What is the best thing, the most excellent thing you can do at that level? Do it. not shabby something, the most excellent at that level. Do it. When you can edit, do it to the best you can, put it out there. God will honor it because it's your best. He has said, I will bless the works of your heart. That's your best. He will honor it. Some of you sitting here looking at me, especially psalmists, this your singing can make you a billionaire, but you have not understood it yet. Because you don't understand the science behind it. And I'm your pastor. Are you listening to me? It is me that is your pastor. I know what will work for you. And if I'm telling you, listen. I'm the one taking you by a prophet. The Bible says he took them out from Egypt and he's taking them to the promised land by a prophet. I'm the one God has put as a prophet over your life. Listen. When you start having problems is when you start hearing external voices. God will speak to you and direct you via familiar voices. Nobody knows your father in the house, your physical fathers, like your fathers. Nobody knows, you, like you're in the house. Oh, do you get what I'm trying to say? There are some things your physical fathers will say, I don't know. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? So it is for spiritual fathers. I'm your spiritual father. Another pastor does not know you like me. What I know about you, they don't know. So they will say, that person who is a nice person, I don't know why the pastor had to have a problem with that person. She's a very nice person. Is my member you are calling nice. Is my daughter in the faith. I'm not saying she's not nice, but you don't know her. How many of you have gone outside and somebody said, this girl is very quiet girl. Your mother, because your mother is giving them a signal. You don't know what you are saying, no. Who is quiet? This is your pikin, they talk. You know they talk. Okay. Not today. They know you. My pikin, they talk. But of course, they are not doing all of those things to condemn you. Are you listening to me? When we give instructions, follow. God knows I'm your pastor. You come to me with something. An advice. You needed an advice in something. If I'm really your pastor, there's a way God will put it in my heart to advise you. Because he knows you will listen. Money is not a goal. And let me advise all of you looking at me here. Sometimes Satan can pick anybody and mess their mind if they are not careful. Because God is no respecter of no man. I always tell pastors this: God is, if you follow the, engage the wrong principles, you will see the wrong results. If, for instance, you think you have grown to a point you can't listen to sermons again, you will see the consequences. Nobody grows beyond listening to God's word. Nobody. Man shall not live, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. If you come to that point where you are neglecting spiritual things, it will start showing. Whether you are a pastor or a bishop, it will show. Because even as Jesus on the earth, he was praying. He said, men ought to what? Or else their word. You got to pray. When you start hearing the wrong voices, when you start engaging the wrong principles, you will see the wrong result. And the warning is this. Sometimes, Satan could be lucky to even affect even the elect. It happens. You have seen it in the Bible. There's somebody like Judas. For Peter, he was able to repent very fast and come back to the Lord. For Judas, it was not possible. It happens everywhere. Are you listening to me? It happens. Even Paul spoke about Damas in scripture, who misbehaved in the ministry. It can happen. The advice is this: when you notice anybody misbehaving, Paul advises in scripture, he says, cut off, retrieve. Are you listening to me? What do you do? Retrieve. Now, it's not so much of what it can impact, it can do on the pastor. Of course, nobody who has left this place can ever cause me to misbehave. Nobody. But you see, most times, the people you are leading are the victims. And why we have to come out, like for instance, now if you look at the Bible, Paul will say, mark the unruly. You think Paul is a really troublesome person? Mark the unruly and send them away. Paul, who taught us righteousness and all forms of holiness, is telling you, mark the unruly. Unruly. You are not a leader, so you don't understand. You may sit in your space and be saying, why that? Why not this? Why that? Can you come and stand here and make one decision in leadership one accurate one in less than 3 minutes? You know what it means for you to sit down and look at every parameters and make a decision? That is why the people looked down on Moses at the point and God dealt with them. Finally, what I'm just trying to say is this. If the people had hearkened to everything God was telling Moses to tell them, do you know they would have entered the promised land? Even though they felt like they were grasshoppers, Moses tell them, let's go. They fought Moses because Moses was instilling faith in them amidst hardship. They did not see any reason to follow God, obey God. Moses said, follow God, it will work. Do it, it will work. Even when you are not believing in yourself, you hear your pastor saying you can do it. You did not eat last night. I said you could be the next CEO. You'll be wondering, is it a lie? Blah, 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 blah. Never fall a prey to the devil. It is God that is speaking to you this wonderful morning. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Never fall a prey to the devil. He wants you to give up. Refuse to give up. And don't look at anybody who has misbehaved as an example. No matter who they are, whether pastors or bishops, don't look to them. I have been in a situation where somebody I look up to misbehave. I have been in that situation before. Gracious Holy Spirit, I remember at that point, I couldn't even share with some of the leaders. They asked Pastor Simon, what of this? I said, just forget about the topic. I didn't know how to start it. But it never got to my heart. When we reconciled, when I finally got to speak to him, not too long, and I told him what I found out, and he accepted and everything, I was so happy in my spirit that thank God he's revived. But I never escalated it, number one, and I never allowed it affect my faith. Are you get what I'm trying to say? I never allowed it. Paul said, follow us as we follow Christ. We are not the end. Not any human being is the end of your faith journey. Christ Jesus is that symbol of faith for everybody. Are you listening to me? And the reason you should follow anybody is because they are following Christ. Let me say this last thing before we leave. You see, when a leader paints a picture of what God wants to do, like Moses, a lot of times Satan will bring all the reasons why it will not work so that he will frustrate the leadership and frustrate that thing happening. You people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Now, we understand what God wants to do in our generation, especially through us, GCMI, as a part of everything he wants to do, a quarter. Are we together? Listen carefully. One of the ways Satan will cause distraction, since it cannot come from outside, because I told you that yesterday, if you throw something and we are gathered here, now what will we do? If you throw something that can harm us, what will we do? We'll dispatch. We'll run away. It will fall to the ground. Because we are seeing it from the outside. What if that thing that will destroy us is coming from within? It's going to be more destructive. And it can hit one or two people easily. And that's what the enemy wants. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So you must fight those odds from within that Satan is suggesting. Firstly, he will try to penetrate the heart of people. And the Bible said something very profound. He said, it was not Judas that the Bible had actually prophesied that would betray Jesus. The Bible said one amongst the 12. Judas was available because of his love for money. He was vulnerable. It was one, the Bible said, amongst the 12. So Satan will always be trying to penetrate the church. But the one who is vulnerable is the person he will use. That's why we are teaching so that everybody is fortified. Are you listening to me tonight? So, you see, whatever God wants to do, he's still going to achieve it. But we must be careful. Now, I'm speaking something personal to GCMI. We have to be what? Careful. Especially in these last days. If I tell you that as a prophet, I don't permit certain songs to... See, anybody that says he permits it, it is their cup of tea. Let them do it wherever they are doing it. But if you know God has led you to this place and said, Pastor Simon should be your pastor, me, I'm saying I don't permit it. Even if you don't see any reason why I'm not permitting the thing now, have faith that one day you see the reason. You know, one time I was explaining to somebody my principles. And he was so shocked. Pastor, why did you not take time to explain this thing? I said, it's not every time we'll be explaining the reason why we'll give instructions. Just like God, he said, walk by faith and not by sight. Just keep on walking by faith. If you know who he is, and that is the rewarder that of them that diligently seek him, then your faith will be strong. He that come to God first must believe that he is. If you know who he is,
That's the way you walk with him. You know your pastor. You know God led you to your pastor. He gives certain instruction. May not really make sense. Why would pastor come and say certain songs that people should wear earring, blah, blah. Don't sing them in this church. You know, pastor, what songs will we sing then? I don't really agree with that. You really don't agree with that. I said, God led me here. You know, some people can be crazy in their mind. God led, professor, God led me here. Okay, those kind of songs, I don't permit them. Ah, they are my best songs. That's why God led you, so that I'll remove those demons away. Don't you realize? God led me. And somebody came to my office one day, said, God led me here. I said, are you sure? He said, yes. I said, are you serious? I said, do you know me? He said, no, sir, I just heard about you. I know you're a lovely person. I said, yes, so I'm very lovely. But I stand by every word I say. Are you sure God led you? Say yes. Immediately we finished. I said, now you're not going outside for ministrations again. He said, sir. I said, yes. First instruction. He said, sir, like even if my friend, like the one I really know very well, invites me, like I should just come sharp, and when there's no church, I say, yes, you will not go for now. He came happy, he left looking sad. Now, this is why God led you. He knew what I would tell you. God knew me before he led you to me. I did not change you. God knew me. He didn't tell you to follow me. You now follow me. He knows that it is me that fits you. That if you don't meet this prophet, some bad character will not go. So he said, meet that prophet. I want to deal with that bad character. You just meet the prophet. He said, that guy you are dating, break up. The same day. What kind of prophet is that? He did not even ask questions. He didn't know how we have gone through the thick and thin. Our love story, man, he did not hear. Say, hello, okay, what do you want? Maybe a lady comes to my office. Sir, my name is Sister Agatha, sir. I'm in a relationship. The Lord led me. I saw God. He said, Simon Thomas. That's the first time I heard your son name, sir. He's a prophet. Go and meet him. He should lead you to where I want you to go. So, sir, I've come to submit. Submit is sweet on the mouth. I wish they know what submit means. And you ask them, are you sure? He said, yes. Okay, so moving forward, are you in a relationship? Yes, sir. Break out. Next thing. How old are you? Sir, I didn't get what you just said. I said, break out from the relationship. Sir, but you did not understand the nature of the thing. There's no nature in it. The reason why you have to break out is that we are just meeting for the first time. Where have you been? Say, sir, I've not really been a serious Christian. Then how did you hear God for a relationship? Break out. There's no need to figure out. How did God talk to somebody that doesn't hear him? When did you become born again? Last 3 years. When did you enter a relationship? Last 4 years. How is the relationship waxing stronger, sir? Really? Why is it waxing stronger? It is waxing stronger unto death. Because you were in darkness when you saw somebody. There are some things that you don't counsel. You just declare. You are 3 years in relationship. Your work with God is 2 years. Your relationship with God, 2 years. Your relationship with woman, 3 years. Obviously, break out. Sir, don't you think all things are working together for my good? It's not true. This one is not part of it. I know some of you are feeling bad. Break out. No matter how you look at me, break out. And it's a promise. If you don't break out today, you break out tomorrow. I promise you, break out. And when you finally break out from that wrong relationship, you say, prophet, talk more. He pay me. But it don't happen. Ooh. What kind of a prophet is this? One of a kind. Like I said, don't come and sing any earring song in our church and nose ring song in our church. I've said it. If he pay you, go. But in this church, if I go and check that song and see me nose ring and earrings and hair that they tint. If you say, sir, we are not seeing any song in that area. It's only Dunsin Oyeka, Nathaniel Bassi, Paul Weibo. Be singing us Paul Weibo song. Today I sang one, almost people nearly died in this church. That's why they are powerful. All these songs that you even call new generation inside, they don't used to be powerful. We are the new generation. God is raising fine boys. We love Jesus. Shabaka. Fine girls. We love Jesus.
People will love Jesus. Yeah. Like, how is that worship? Why you need to fine boy, we love Jesus. You know, shut about that. Like, are you worshiping? Is that worship? Fine boy, we love Jesus. Fine girl. What do you call sign fine girl will worship? Or fine boy? Who is ugly? From the beginning of the song, some of us condemned it, but they say, hey, some of you is vibe. Anything that is sweet, you are following. In your mind, is sweet. The thing is sweet. That's all. Being tossed to and fro. The music sweet. I wouldn't get that E. Old songs, if we sing them now, you see how powerful the atmosphere will be charged. Sooner, Yesu, God, oh, nani. Powerful songs. Nina Yesu neba zankoma. You see how they are nice. Sing your own. Because Chris Devon started chant, you think chant should be anything that just comes to your mind. You know, I was hearing somebody one time, he's singing in the... What chant is that one? What be that one? A madness. And it's a lady who... If you tie that in this church, you will see what will happen to you. Just make that mistake. If we off mic and you stand in church, we'll ask you to interpret, to tell us what you are doing. Some things just exist in your mind. They don't have any existence. Oh. In the name of those things don't exist. What do you mean? Are you going to fight war? One day I was telling one of my friends, I said, these are people who be doing all these things. And Romac have not done this thing. He has raised his wife back to life, raised his children back to life. He's raising people back to life. You are doing all of these things to even raise people back. You have not hit headache. It's to show you that all of this thing is not the way it's supposed to be working. Come on, headache. Your own headache, man, you have not healed. After you finish and headache worry you now, you can't go for the next ministration. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Simple. Why not believe this? We like hard things. Seven paths to the mountains of God. Glorious, glorious message. The paths of the immortals. Gateways to encounters. Men of encounters. Mighty men of Elijah's, the Elijah's of our time, the Daniels are rising, like a song. I don't know if I've condemned that song, and I'll do it today. Daniels are returning to the church once again. Elijah's, nobody is returning to the church. Are you okay? Who is returning to the church? We are moving forward. Who is coming back? Of all men born of women, you did not read that part of the Bible. There was no man greater than who? John the Baptist. All men. He did not say all men excluding Elijah. You know when we quote that, he used to paint certain apostles. They feel Elijah is the hallmark of the supernatural. You see, they talk about Elijah is not a man. When I hear these new creation babies talking that Elijah, they are greater. Which Elijah? Dude, Elijah is a system. It's a system. It's a system. Some people are not their system, hub of encounters. Then you see people doing like this. That thing you are doing, it starts in your head. It ends in that. It did not penetrate anything in the realm of the spirit. And when we talk, it pains them. If we don't scatter this stupidity, some of you be taking that as a way forward. When you follow and jam your head finally, that's how some of you become atheists finally. So I've tried everything. See this Holy Ghost way they do. I don't do them before. Now listen so that you will not come to that point. We have to boldly come and tell you these things. At a point, Paul, there's no time, I would have gone so deeper. That's what you could cover. That's what's the piggy there. go deeper. Say go deeper. Everybody just turn and look at him. Say, brother, do you know this prophet you are talking about? If you tell him to go deeper, he goes the deepest. So. Hallelujah to Jesus. We will understand ourselves. Customers, how una dey? Make I end the church. Abi, una don't hear this one, do una go. Eh? Okay, go deeper. Okay. But I will not go deeper today. I will leave that for Tuesday, right? See. You run and go back home and go back to the wilderness. I'm teaching now. You don't want to. You won't forget me to say what Paul was saying, Zev. But let's just leave that. Okay, I think I remember. Paul said, I'm not the least of the apostles. Because they were looking down Paul's message at the point in 2 Corinthians 11. He said, I'm not the least. He said, the way the anointing is in them, that's the way God's grace worketh in them, that's the way it works in me. And that's what we're saying today. Because you see somebody doing is their mouth one kind and their head one kind, doesn't mean we are not doing our head one kind. We have lesser grace. See, the anointing does not push Pastor Simon's head to shift like this. It's not that strong. Don't you see that when he teaches, his head is always like this? If the anointing is strong, he would have been doing head like this and hand like this. The same way it is anywhere. And he warned them to listen. Are we together? At least if it's not for us, say carry your Bible and read. Maybe you have Bible. So these things are just fairy tales. They will just end in the euphoria of our minds and die there. Daniel's are returning to the church once again. Elijah's, Rebecca's, Samson returned to the church. Are you okay? You really want Samson to return? For the kings to arise, for witty to arise. See, nothing is returning to the church. It's onward and forward. The path of the just is like a what? Why do you think I don't really emphasize people of before? I want you to forget. If you don't forget the former things, you will not see the new thing God wants to do. As long as we are always talking former, he said, forget the former things. He said, remember the things that happened, the prophet said. He said, are they not glorious? Then at the end, he said, forget them. He said, for I'm about to do a new thing. Because if you don't follow God's law to forget the former thing, you'll not see a new thing. The Lord bless his word in our heart. Bow your heads and pray. Your word will heal. Your word will change. Your word delivers, breaks every chain. Your word will heal. Your word will change. Your word delivers and breaks every chain. Lord, we believe in the power of your word. Lord, we believe the spirit of your word. Lord, we believe in the power of your word. Lord, we believe in the spirit of your word. Your word will change, and your word will save. Your word delivers, has broken every chain. Your word has healed, your word has saved. Your word has delivered, and broke every chain. Lord, we believe the spirit of your word. Lord, we believe in the power of your word. Lord, we believe in the spirit of your word, Lord, we believe the power of your word. Your word will heal. Your word will change. Your word deliver and breaks average. Your word will heal. Your word will save. Your word will deliver. I'm praying. Lord, we thank you for the power of your word, the spirit of your word. It has gone into our heart, making our paths bright in the name of Jesus. The word is a light for our path and a lamp for our feet. And Lord, we know we'll never walk in the wrong path. And on the strength of that, see the right result all the days of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.